Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Best of the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Jong Lee.
This is Jong Lee, and this is the Best of the Blitz. Fred and AJ are in San Francisco doing San Francisco-y things. They'll be coming live from Radio Row tomorrow starting at 3. So you guys, you want to tune in early tomorrow. The show starts at 3. We will actually be simulcasting the Blitz on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. It's a special start time for the next 3 days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, set your clocks accordingly. We'll be on from 3 until 7. They'll take you up to Super Bowl 50 with some great interviews like Troy Aikman. He's on the schedule. Dan Marino's on the schedule. Chuck Liddell is on the schedule. Jamal Charles and more. So we're doing the Best of the Blitz today because the guys are in San Francisco, and logistically we couldn't get the show on for you guys today. And we've had great interviews that we've had done in the past, and we aired those. We did the we had Tom Herman on. We had me singing a few times. And right now, you guys hear AJ making fun of this man from time to time because he does talk a little on the – he has a little bit of racial – tones in when he gives interviews, and this is kind of what we went through with Bob Arum back in October of 2003.
All right, we're back on the Blitz, and joining us now once again, always a pleasure, boxing legend Bob Arum. How are you, Bob?
I'm really good, really good. I'm really excited. The main event is incredible. Nobody can really pick a winner. The press is divided right down the middle. And the rest of the card is so interesting and, you know, so unique that I really think that this card is making boxing history.
It's been a while since a pay-per-view that didn't have a Pacquiao or a Mayweather on the, you know, as a headliner was a big seller. What do you think? How well do you think this fight will sell as a pay-per-view to the casual fan? Because, you know, diehard boxing guys are excited about this matchup, but how do you think it sells to casual guy?
Well, understand this, and I don't want to be that ethnic. You talk about the casual sports fan, yeah, that drives big, big numbers in a Pacquiao fight and a Mayweather fight, and the sports fan. What you don't take into account is the fact that you have somebody like Marquez, who's an icon in Mexico, and among Hispanics in the United States, in Mexico, boxing is their number one sport. So that this sport, this fight among Hispanics is attracting much more than just a casual fan. This is the new America. And I look at the Chavez-Martinez fight, which took place last year, and it wasn't Pacquiao and it wasn't Mayweather. And it did over 500,000 buys. So this fight, with Marquez seeking his fifth title, and Bradley, who, you know, has come off this great victory with Provodnikov, the fight with Pacquiao, is resonating in the Hispanic community. So I agree with you that it doesn't have the buzz, same buzz, as Mayweather-Canelo did in the Anglo community, or as Pacquiao does when he fights a big fight. But boy, this isn't the America that I was born into. This is a different America, and you guys should realize that.
Looking ahead, so we've got a fight coming up in China in a few weeks, and is this where you're looking to just expand into different markets and maybe take advantage of the fact that this is a different game?
Absolutely. The Spanish, the Chinese version of our operation, we've done two big shows in Macau in April and July. Huge successes. Monetarily unbelievable successes for the casino operator, for us, great. Now they have a Pacquiao fight, Pacquiao Rio, with Zhao Xueming, the Chinese Olympian, on the card. It's going to be absolutely dynamite over there. The money that will be made there by the casino will dwarf anything that a casino in the United States makes on a big fight. So, yeah, there are other markets. And then when you look around what's happening, for example, even in Russia, last Saturday, 35,000 people in an arena in Moscow watched the fight between Klitschko and
Povetkin.
And the gate was close to $20 million. So, man, what's happening around the world is incredible. Also in the United States, let's not forget. Last Saturday, we had a Cotto fight in Orlando, Florida, sold out. This fight's doing extremely well. And October 19th on HBO next Saturday, we have a great fight, Alvarado and Provotkin. Provotnikov. And that fight is now sold out. So there's huge, huge interest. And then November 9th, we're close to you guys in Corpus Christi. It's an hour away. And we have a triple header with Mikey Garcia, Donaire, Vanes and Andrade, plus a fourth title fight in this arena in Corpus Christi, and it'll be sold out. So don't listen to the newspapers who don't write about boxing and say that boxing is dead. That is not true. They should look in the mirror and say what's the truth is that the newspapers are dead.
I want to get back to something you mentioned earlier before we let you go, and kind of the mainstream interest with boxing the way it is now, and you've talked and all the money that you're making with these different markets, do you really need a mainstream sports fan to be a boxing fan anymore?
Well, you need as many fans as you can get, and you want as many people. I mean, I don't care if they're red, white, brown. If they want to be fans of boxing, I love them. But I'm not going to decry and bathe to the moon that I don't have as many white fans following the sport as we once did, because I got my Hispanic brothers and my African-American brothers at my back. They're the ones that are shoring up this sport and making it as profitable as it is. So all the white guys, you know, they can sit on their couch and watch football, I guess.
That's Bob Arra, boxing legend, CEO of Top Rank, and always a pleasure, Bob. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. And don't forget to come down to Corpus November 9th and see this great triple header that's going to be televised by HBO.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you.
That was Bob Arum. I said 2003. I meant 2013 back in October. And we'll be back with more Best of the Blitz coming up.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Best of the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's John Lee.
Welcome back to the Best of the Blitz. This is John Lee, and I'm taking you through some of the best moments on our show. As most of you guys know, one of the best things to happen to me was to download Tinder, actually, and meet the love of my life. We've been going strong for the past 2 years. Her name is Teresa Nguyen, and she's been part of the show in the past. She came in last Thursday to eat lunch during her busy day. AJ saw an opportunity and asked if she'd like to join the show. She said okay, and, well, things got a little uncomfortable.
All right, let's bring on Jong's lady. Teresa is here. Teresa, how often do you get to listen to the show?
I don't know, whenever.
Do what?
Whenever somebody texts me saying you guys are talking about me.
Oh, that's when you turn it on? You don't listen to just see, like, how Jong, like, this is your boyfriend's work. You don't
sometimes,
like to just check in and say, I wonder how Jong's show is going today.
Well, he rarely talks, so sometimes I'll tune in and then it gets boring, so I change it.
What do you mean it gets boring? What is boring about this show?
Well, nothing that interests me, so.
That's fair. That's fair. When you hear us, when you hear that we're talking about you, what do people usually say that we're talking about?
I don't know. Whenever you guys just bring up my name, or what was it, the last time was the whole porno thing?
Porno?
The, no, the when you were making us into a porno or something.
Oh, okay. I do remember that time very vividly. When do you ever hear? Do you ever hear us when we are talking about you and Jong's lovemaking?
I hear it afterwards, so
does it,
I don't catch it all the time.
Does it make you feel good to hear Jong say such nice things about your lovemaking?
I don't think he said anything, or I don't know what he said.
Jong said you're the greatest lover he's ever had. And let me tell you, he's had a lot.
I've heard.
Have you guys exchanged numbers? Like, has he told you how many ladies he's had?
Yeah.
And you told him how many men you've had?
Yeah.
Did you tell him the real number or a fake number? Because I know ladies like to tell a fake number.
I told a real number.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jong, you believe her number? He nods yes. Okay. Now, when you think of the number that you gave Jong, where do you rank Jong compared to your past lovers?
What do you mean? Like?
Like Jong, his lovemaking abilities. Where would you put them up against your other mates?
At the top.
The best ever?
Yeah.
He's the best lovemaker you've ever been with.
Yeah, that's why we're still together.
That's it? And for sexual reasons only. Another big topic on the show is your relationship with Jong's parents.
Uh-huh.
Does it make you sad that Jong's parents are not willing to accept your relationship?
His mom's gotten better.
Yeah.
So she makes me food all the time.
But the dad is not,
I mean, not that I've heard of.
Do you feel like that's racist of Jong's dad?
No, it's just every Asian culture. My parents thought that at first.
Your parents did not want you to date a Korean?
No. But, I mean...
Have you only dated Asians in your past?
I've only had one other, so yeah.
You've only had one other boyfriend?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Ever?
Yeah.
Like in high school you didn't have boyfriends or?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was also Asian?
Yeah, he was Vietnamese.
He was Vietnamese?
Yeah.
And your parents liked that?
Yeah.
And now that Jong, like, did they, would it be worse if Jong was North Korean?
I don't think there are any over here.
No, they're not allowed to leave. Yeah. But if Jong had somehow escaped North Korea, would they be upset that you were dating a North Korean?
Probably.
Like, what kind of Koreans or what kind of Asians do you guys talk about, like you and your parents, when you think of, like, who the worst Asians are? Who do you guys usually consider the worst?
I don't know if I should say.
You could say it. It's okay.
I don't.
You could blame it all on your parents. Like, what's the worst kind of Asian you could bring home to your parents?
Middle Eastern?
Oh, that's the worst?
Ooh. I think so.
Like Arabic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as, I don't know, the biggest thing is like our if
religion.
You're Catholic, yeah, with the religion.
Right. So it'd be way worse if it was like a Muslim guy that
you
brought home.
Yeah. It helps that he's Catholic, so.
But what if you brought home a Mexican guy that was Catholic? Very Catholic, but just Mexican.
It just depends on their personality. I mean, my brothers have dated Mexican girls before, so.
What about a white? Have any of your brothers ever dated a white girl?
Yeah.
And that your parents were okay with that?
Yeah.
Were the girls Catholic?
I don't remember.
Or your brothers, do they just not care, like what your parents
did? My brothers don't care. I have three of them. They don't care.
Are you the youngest?
No, I have another younger sister.
Oh, okay. How much younger is she? How old is your younger? Is she dating age?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Okay, so is she on the dating scene yet?
I think so.
And how do your parents feel about her relationships?
I don't know if she's dating anybody right now.
Has she had boyfriends in the past? Do you as an older sister, are you protective of her? Do you want to make sure she's not with some scumbag?
No, I think she knows better.
You think she's a big girl?
Yeah.
Do you think she's sexually active?
I just try not to think about that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never, like, heard anything coming from the room or anything like
that
you would be concerned about?
No.
Okay. Now, when you heard the story that I said I was going to write about when you and Jong were having relations and his parents came in, were you aroused by that story?
No.
Or you were disturbed? Like, you were disturbed by it?
The worst fear.
Of them walking in?
Yeah.
Does Jong have a lock on his door?
Well, I'm not there when his parents are home, so.
Oh, so you guys don't worry about it. That's the only time you guys can bang is when his parents are gone?
No.
Yeah, like, or when do you guys just decide where whoever's parents are gone, that's where the lovemaking is going to happen?
I mean, well, we go out of town and we get, you know,
hotel rooms, yeah, and things like that. Do you, yeah, guys ever have to like do it in secret places, like cars and things like that, where no one will be the wiser?
No,
never in a car.
I don't remember.
You're missing out.
Do you think Jong is not sexually adventurous?
No, he is.
He is. What's Jong's favorite position? Would you say?
He can answer.
No,
I'm just asking. As the woman, I know you want to satisfy Jong, but so when you think about satisfying, what do you think that Jong's most pleasurable position would be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Any of them.
Any? Oh, he's very easy to please?
Yeah.
Okay. Jong, what is your favorite position? Jong, this is radio.
I will plead the fifth on that one.
Teresa, what's your favorite position for Jong to take you in?
I'll say the same.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up, the fifth. It must be some new position.
It's page 5 of the Kama Sutra.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah, just saying. All right.
Well, do you guys, Teresa, are you expecting a proposal sometime soon?
Maybe.
You think it's coming to that?
Yeah.
Is Jong the type of man that you would want to marry?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think
so. You think he would be a good father?
Yeah.
What do you think of Jong's career choice?
He's happy, so.
Do you worry about Jong being a provider, specifically when his career is tied to people like us? Like, that seems like a risky move, right? Like, you think, oh, I want to have a family and I want to have children with this man, but at the same time, his income is directly related to guys like AJ and Fred. That's got to be a little bit disconcerting for you.
What about you guys, though?
Like, I mean, honestly, we could get fired any day. I mean, it's a crazy business. Like, people in radio get fired all the time, but... Like, you've heard our show, and you probably think, these guys are idiots. Do you worry that Jong is attached to idiots, is what I'm really asking?
No.
You feel comfortable with us?
I think he knows what he's doing.
Okay. All right. Teresa, I'm glad you finally came on the air. You did not tell us your favorite sexual position.
I'll leave it up to your imagination.
Oh, I've had the imagination. I told you, I imagined everything. I imagined it. Do you want me to tell you what I imagined in that scenario?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. All right.
Maybe next time.
Is Jong... Is Jong a generous lover?
Very.
Very? Does he, you know, like, go there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Jong, thumbs up or down? Thumbs up. Yeah, Jong does. I knew Jong did that. He's a pleaser. He's a people pleaser. That is Teresa. That's Jong's, the love of his life. Jong, when do you feel you will propose?
When time's right. I haven't, I haven't even gone ring shopping or anything like that.
I feel like you've got the perfect woman for you, Jong.
Thanks.
I've never seen you so happy and so... it's made you more worldly, I believe. You used to watch pro wrestling and play video games, and that was pretty much your life. And now I see, like, you're going places, you're going out to eat delicious meals. You're actually opening your horizons to life, and I think Teresa is totally responsible for that.
Yeah, she calls me a nerd she says I'm weird because I listen to hip hop and I'm into superheroes and wrestling.
What kind of music does she listen to?
She listens to, you know, the top 40 stuff. Like country music.
That's any less nerdy.
Did she listen to you sing Adele?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She played it over and over again.
Did she like it?
She's laughing.
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, she liked it. All right.
Burnt Cheese tweeted us. Page 5 from the Kama Sutra.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, you need to check that out on the break. All right.
Thank you, Teresa, for your openness and honesty.
That was my lovely girlfriend with Fred and AJ. I learned what position 5 was that day. And on the way out, I'm going to give away some rugby tickets to caller number 5. America's Rugby Championship tickets, USA versus Argentina. Win 2 tickets to catch the inaugural America's Rugby Championship, the opening match of the tournament. The U.S. national team, the Eagles, will take on the 2015 Rugby World Cup 4th finalist, Argentina, Saturday, February 6th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Get there early for FanFest. Gates open at 3:30. Tickets are available for purchase at bbvacompassstadium.com. We'll be right back.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Best of the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Jong Lee.
This is the Best of the Blitz with me, Jong Lee. If you missed any of the show, go to podcastarena.com. We've brought you me singing with Fred and AJ interviewing Virgil, Tom Herman, and more. You can go to podcastarena.com to check out those interviews from the Best of the Blitz. We're quickly running out of time, so we'll jump into the next segment. We've been having problems with people stealing stuff around here, and this happened in November, where AJ got a little fed up with it and went on a little rant.
It's a good day. Week's going to be short. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
All kinds of good stuff, man. I'm in the best mood ever today. Yeah, well, we got some good business stuff going on, which you know about, which we'll be announcing very soon. But last night, I got some terrific news. And, yeah, I pretty much enjoy the hell out of every day, right? I have fun every day.
Of course.
And the negative to that is there's very few days that really stand out because every day's fun. It's kind of a hedonistic viewpoint of life, but okay. But last night, I got a call from my son, who has decided to go to the University of Houston's creative writing program.
Really?
Yes. And I could not be more proud or more excited. And as John can tell you, that is one of the best creative writing programs in the country.
Did John go through that that course?
John is in you were in J school, right?
Yeah, I was in J school.
Yeah. But he had a chance.
And look where it got you, John.
We had a... Hey, man. That's our program coordinator.
Listen, you need to go warn Fred's kid about this, about his future.
Well, listen, I don't know exactly... Well, he's actually a very good writer. He's written a bunch of fiction already, and probably most of it being about his dad being a degenerate or something. I don't know.
That's not fiction.
But no, but it's, he changed the names to protect the not-so-innocent. But, no, he had a chance. We had a long talk about if he wanted to be a lawyer, he should go to Texas, do pre-law there. If he wanted to be an engineer, he should go to A&M, but he wants to be a creative writer. And he had an opportunity to go a whole bunch of places, including those schools, and this is what he chose. And I'm very... I couldn't be more proud that he's going to UH and more proud that he wants to be a writer. So,
and good for him.
Yeah, it's very cool. I don't get into that stuff too much, but you know, he's a really smart kid, terrific writer. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what he does with it. And I'm glad he's staying in town.
It's good that he got into his safety net school.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll be honest with you.
UH was you guys' safety nets, right?
No, actually.
That was your first choice?
My first choice. Well, I wanted to go to Texas. I couldn't afford to.
Okay.
I had a job here.
Okay.
But I got in, but this was where I chose to go.
What about you, John? First choice, UH?
No, UT was my first choice.
Man.
I had a long journey to U of H.
Okay.
But they don't like Asians there, so.
Was your son's first choice UT as well?
No. This was his first choice. Boy, was this creative writing program.
Aren't you happy for that? Because you know who would have been footing that bill.
Well. No, honestly.
Dad, I really want to go to UT, and then I want to get my MBA at Rice.
Yeah, well.
Oh, son, that's
honestly
that's awesome.
Honestly, the path I wanted him to take was go to UT and then go to UT Law School and get his law degree there. And
but you wanted him to go on some kind of an academic scholarship,
well,
right?
he's got most of his colleges already taken care of.
Oh, that's good.
Regardless, as long as he stays in state. If he'd gone out of state.
He's on his own.
It's just would cut way down on my fun.
Okay,
let's just put it that way. But but the creative writing program is one. I mean, it's a fantastic program. A lot of great people have gone through there. Somehow James Franco got in it, but other than that, it's it really is one of the better programs.
James Franco's
at that school.
Probably doing better than most of the guys who go through that program.
Well, he was already famous when he when I went in there. But it's just a proud moment for me, and I'm happy he's going. That's been a great place for me. It's been a great. I have a lot of love for that university, and I'm excited as hell that that's what he wanted to do. Even though I'd rather him go to law school.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in this news because I was actually hoping that you were going to say he got into like a forensic science program or something, so he could be a detective and find out who keeps coming in and taking my headphones every day. Because Jong, do you remember yesterday after the show? I said, I'm going to keep these in here because no one will jack with them in here. You know, I thought that made sense. I put him in your studio. It's like, it seems like a safe place. Like, this seems like almost a public area where people just come and go as they please, apparently. So I said, well, I'll put it in Jong's studio.
Right.
Should be okay.
Should be safe.
No. I go in there to get them today. Gone. They're not in there.
Did you go back and check the Yahoo studio or Yahoo workroom again?
Yeah, that's exactly where they were. So I don't know who it was working overnights that's coming in and taking my headphones every day. I asked Mike Pearson. He said that he hadn't seen anyone sitting at that desk all day, so it must have been someone who either works overnights or early mornings. But I'm going to find them, and I'm going to kill them to death all the way. I'm going to murder them. You can't just go around taking people's things.
You know what you can do? You can just give them to me, and I'll just lock them in my desk.
I may have to do that. But then what happens the day when you're not here? Yeah.
SOL.
I think I've got something figured out.
Don't you bring it back, though? Don't you bring it back to work with your laptop and stuff? Won't you put them in there?
I mean, I got enough stuff. I don't want to carry them around everywhere. I got enough stuff. Because I want to have a functional work environment where I can leave my headphones here and no one's going to take them.
I've learned a long time ago that people will take whatever's out, like adapters, headphones. They'll use them. Sometimes they'll put them back. Sometimes they'll put them back broken.
You see that camera right there? Does it work?
No.
Then why is it in here?
So, yeah, somebody suggested we put a nanny cam on Bangy the Sex Bear.
We could do that.
I mean, it makes sense.
Or a GoPro or something.
Because I'm telling you, when I find out who is doing it, I am going to push for them to be fired. I want them to not be employed here. This has to stop. Do you think I'm overreacting, Fred?
No, but I would put a little note on the headphones that say, if you take these, I will track you down and have you fired.
I'm not even kidding.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not kidding. I want him to be fired, whoever is taking my...
Are you sure it's him? Because there are a couple women that do shows around here.
I don't know.
That Big E.
I've never seen a girl in that jock lounge.
There's the Big E. She comes in all the time.
Who's the Big E?
It's one of the shows that's over there.
Is it that really tall blonde girl?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, if she's taking my headphones, I want her fired. I don't care who it is.
No, I'm just saying, we're saying it's a guy. I assume it's a guy, but it could be somebody like that.
Just let it be known, John. Put the word out on the streets. I mean, the next time you're in a meeting or whatever, say, hey, I just want to let you guys know, since you're the program director, I feel like this is essentially your job to warn these people that when you find out or when I find out that this person is going to not have a job anymore, they're going to be fired. They have to be.
AJ is a vengeful dog.
They have to be. Listen, there's been too many chances. And guess what? When I put them in Jong's studio last night, guess what kind of adapter they had on them? A quarter-inch adapter. Guess what they don't have on them now? A quarter-inch adapter. Another $3.50 gone. Who's doing... What kind of animal does this every day? You know what I mean?
Those quarter-inch adapters are like gold in radio.
You know... Listen, this is a professional workplace.
You say that, and we have a sex bear on the couch.
I know, and we have beer that we're going to drink later.
And we're going to feed beer to the sex bear.
But listen, and it's all fun on the air, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But off the air, you don't take your coworkers' stuff.
Don't mess with the stuff. We're in radio, and headphones is a necessity. Showing up to work without... necessary equipment is an automatic shame. We're going to run to a very quick break, and when we get back, we'll finish up with the show with my birthday celebration, which involved, guess what, drinking. We'll be right back.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Best of the Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com on ESPN 97.5. Here's Jong Lee.
Jong Lee with you with the Best of the Blitz. I've been taking you through some of the best moments of the show over the past couple of years, since 2013. We're going to finish up with the show with more drinking on the show. The guys thought it'd be a good idea to get me plastered on my birthday with some great beer.
Jong, happy birthday. How old are you going to be, dear sir?
Lonely 31.
31 years old.
Wow. I remember him when he was just a wee lad.
What are your big plans for the week? Esme, get out of there. We're trying to do a radio show. I need to talk to Jong. Wait till a break. We're on the air.
We're on the air. Why do people not understand that? That Jong needs to be paying attention to the show when we're on the air. No one comes in here and talks to us when we're on the air. They shouldn't be talking to Jong when he's on the air either.
Well, he's got all these other duties, apparently.
His priority should be our radio show.
And you can tell the priority because he's over there talking to her and ignoring us. Which
I don't understand how.
She came by and said there's a somebody that won something that's blind and wants to say hi.
That couldn't wait till a break? You could have just run anybody out there to say hi to him. He would have never known the difference. It could. You know what I mean? You could have said, hey, like run David Philpott out there and said, hey, this is Jong. He wanted to say hi.
I think Philpott's voice would be recognizable.
All right, maybe so. Maybe so. But, I mean, look, come on. Jong's on the air. Jong, what kind of big plans do you have for the weekend, my man?
I'm not doing anything big.
That's not true. Well, you've got something.
I just got I have dinner with the parents tomorrow. And then I have dinner with a girlfriend on Monday.
Where are you guys going to eat?
Uchi.
Why on Monday?
Oh, she has a thing with her mom on Sunday, so.
On your birthday?
Yeah, but we're spending time together.
What she got with her mom that could take priority over you?
No, we're all spending time together, but the birthday dinner is actually Monday.
Is this because, are you guys not going to be together on your birthday because she's Vietnamese and you're Korean?
No, we'll be together all day.
Except for the evening?
No, I'll be over there at her house.
With her mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just the actual birthday dinner with her is on Monday.
Okay. Do you think there'll be any sort of adventurous sex acts performed for your birthday? Like something, is there a border you guys haven't crossed yet that you think you might cross for your birthday?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like a trapeze or something?
I don't think she'll be into a trapeze.
Or maybe
that'd be a little dangerous.
Maybe just something, new.
I don't think so.
Or a threesome with a sex robot?
Maybe someone else is going to show up
wrapped in a bow. So. No.
Really? Did that happen for your 30th birthday?
No.
Because I feel like on the 30th birthday would have been the perfect time to introduce. I mean, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
31, that's not as I'm much of like, a milestone.
Eh, I'm in now. Once you're past 30, you're kind of like. Eh.
Every birthday is the same.
Yeah.
Until you're 40. And then you want to kill yourself until you're 50. And then that's when you get to where you're like pretending like you're not old,
What are you?
You know how it goes.
Are you 2 years away from 40? Is that right?
I just turned 35.
Oh, you're 35?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
guess Dave is like 38 or something.
Yeah, Dave's 38. He's on his way. He's on his way out. But, all right. Well, I hope you, I hope you're wrong and you get surprised with, she shows up through the back door and throws something new your way. You know what I mean? I hope that's the case. Both of us brought Jong beer for a present.
Of course, because that's the one thing that always happens around here, is that we're all pretty predictable. If we're bringing something.
But is that okay? I mean, that's fine.
That's awesome. No. This is, I have never gotten a bad beer for my birthday or just as a general gift or anything like that. So I just feel like hopefully everybody else is the same way. Bring them something cool.
Now, in my opinion, Jong should drink those while on the air.
I think you're right. At least one of them.
I brought him one that's very small that he could drink. It's 12 ounces.
He's whining about the 17%.
He could just pop the lid and pound it.
I am not pounding 17.2 AVB.
Or ABV, either one.
Why not? What's
it's
the worst 17.2%.
I
know, but think about it.
I could hurl all over the board.
No. It's not. I mean, when you were with Carl, you used to drink hard liquor.
Yeah, and hey, you remember a few weeks ago when you were doing all those shots? This is not anywhere near that. So
I mean, I'll drink one, but I won't pound it. I'll sip it.
All right.
We have to finish it by the end of, point of the
show.
Can
you finish one of those? Can you finish one per hour?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Oh, no, I'd be too lit.
You won't be too lit.
Yeah. No, hey. I can't do a double IPA and 17.2.
I think you could.
No, I cannot.
That IPA you need to drink soon because it's got hops in it. You want those hops to be fresh. So if you wait, till a few weeks from now, it's not going to be the same beer. You might as well just drink it all now.
I'll finish the 17.2 by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we'll renegotiate. Yes, I'll renegotiate. See how I feel. If I feel buzzed, I will not do the other two.
Okay.
If you feel buzzed,
you will do,
you'll
the other
do
two.
One of the other two.
No, but that's how it works, right? If you do, if he feels buzzed, he'll do another one. He'll be like, yeah. You know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I can do this.
All right. Well, that's a fair deal, John. That's a fair deal.
How's that beer working out for you, John?
Oh, I'm almost done, but
you feel it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Nice.
It's pretty strong.
Well, you got 10 minutes before you pop that next one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not popping anything. I got about that much left.
Okay.
About a centimeter?
That's a spill.
Yeah.
That's a spittle.
Yeah.
Knock out the spittle and get ready for your next one.
And I have that Asian gene where you turn bright ass red.
Yeah.
I'm as red as Fred's cougar hat right now.
You're getting there.
Yeah, I am.
Do you want to borrow the hat?
Then, no, I'm good.
Then we wouldn't be able to see your face.
No.
It would just all sort of blend together.
Yeah. Back in the day when I went clubbing and stuff, I used to pop a Pepsi AC before I go out, and it helps you with the redness. I probably should have taken one of those before I started drinking.
Maybe you're a little bit.
I'm feeling it, though.
You might be a little allergic to it, too.
No. Yeah, that's what it is.
Which beer are you popping at 5?
I'm not popping anything.
What?
I can't.
You can, John.
I can't run.
Beer.
I can't run the show.
How many people are sitting out there doing nothing that could jump in if you started falling apart? This isn't like pepper spray incident. Yeah.
Aaron's capable.
Yes.
Michael Carroll's capable. And yes. I think Tyler's capable.
All right. Then you can do one more.
Yeah.
We won't make you do all three.
No. And we'll make you stop at 6 because you're going to have to drive home.
Well, the other two are a lot bigger than this one.
Yeah, but they're...
It's all right. Yeah. They're not as stout.
All right.
You'll be all right, man.
Yes, that was me getting drunk on my birthday because those guys decided to get me some beer for my birthday. I ended up throwing up that night along with some expensive steak that we went to go have steak for my pre-early birthday. I just want to wrap up the show. I just want to thank the guys for that. And it's been a very, very fun few hours looking back at some of the nonsense we've done. And it wouldn't really be possible without you guys listening. I know I don't get a chance to thank you guys often, but I want to say all your support has been great over the past 6+ years that we've been doing this. This has been the best of the Blitz. If you don't like it, the guys will be back tomorrow live at 3:00. It's an early start from Radio Row. Starting at 3:00. Stay sporty, bitches.